We have a guest going to remind us about something coming up here. One of the great parts of the Natchez Trace Festival is Sandy McBride talking with us about Miss Natchez Trace Festival. Sandy, thanks for being on The Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
All right. So tell us about Miss Natchez Trace Festival. When's it coming up?
It will be Friday, April the 21st at 6 o'clock at the Skipworth Center this year.
Yeah, first year getting back to the Skipworth Center. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're excited.
It's a nice building. If you haven't been in there, it's a great facility and it'll be great for the Miss Natchez Trace Festival pageant. So that's the date of it. So who can enter the Miss Natchez Trace Festival pageant?
Anywhere from newborn to 12th grade.
That's 7 age groups, I think you have?
We do.
It's the 16 to 18 that's going to be Miss Natchez Trace. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so what do they have to do to get entered and all of that?
Okay, it'll be on the KAP website, but if you are 16 to 18 years old, you'll be required to do two things. One, you will have a festival wear, and you will also have evening gown wear.
Entry fee is different depending on the ages, is that right?
That's right. 0 to 15 years is $25, and 16 to 18 is $30.
Well, if you're crowned Miss Natchez Trace Festival, what do you win?
If you're crowned, you win this is a scholarship pageant, so you will win money. And also, there are several things that you will be required to do. Pass out flyers during the Natchez Trace Festival. You will also be required to do the Christmas parade. And then there's many other events that you'll have to do through KAP, whether they want you to go and speak to different clubs or organizations.
Yeah, I think I've seen a Miss Natchez Trace Festival speak to Lions Club before, maybe the Rotary Club and, a couple of other places around town. Even the KAP annual banquet sometimes, they go there and they speak or pass out things like that. So a lot of community involvement for our young lady that's crowned Miss Natchez Trace. We're not just going to throw them to the wolves. You do have a pageant practice. So when is that going to be?
We do. Pageant practice will be on the 18th at 5:30 at the Skipworth Center.
So that's the Tuesday before the pageant. If they want to get signed up, how do they do that? Where can they get that registration form and get it turned in?
You can pick up a form at the KAP office, or you can go to the website and print the form off and then return it back to the KAP office.
All right. And what's the deadline to get entered?
Deadline is the 14th at noon.
Okay. And I believe I have that form online at breezynews.com. So when we post this interview to the website, we'll put a link right there in the story so folks can do that. Friday, April 21st, Miss Natchez Trace Festival pageant coming back to downtown Kosciuszko at the Skipworth Performing Arts Center. And Sandy McBride, pageant director, I guess that's what we call you. And she's in here hanging out with us this morning. Sandy, thanks for being on The Breakfast Show.
Thank you, Brick.